Thank you for calling Minute 24. Please listen to the full menu, as the following options have changed. To select a guest to come on the podcast, press 1 now. To email the title of a movie you've never seen to the guest, press 2 now. To make wild guesses about the movie, press 3 now. To watch Minute 24 to Minute 30 of the movie, press 4 now. To make more wild guesses, press 5 now. To have the movie spoiled for you, please stay on the line. It's starting. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Minute 24, a podcast where we review movies we've never seen before. I'm your host, Melissa Darch. Tonight, I'll have trouble talking. And with me is my guest, Stephanie Streisand.
Hello!
I'm really excited tonight because I have literally, you listed a bunch of movies, and this one is just three letters, and I don't know what they mean. I don't know what this movie is about. I have no clue what's going to happen. And sometimes those are the most fun because I can say whatever I want, and Stephanie has to agree with me for a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm really you have to go with it. I always say this to our audience, just in case this is the first time they're ever listening to it. Part of the game is that Stephanie has to agree with me. So if I say something totally wrong and Stephanie's like, "Yeah, that's what happens in SOB," it's not because she doesn't know what's going on. It's because she has to agree with me for a while. And then you'll get to tell us what really happens in the movie and try to convince me into watching it. I don't know. We'll see. Cool. So I'm going to go through these questions you sent me. Title of the movie, SOB, three letters. Who knows? What do you know about the movie going into it? I know SOB is commonly son of a bitch, but could mean anything, truly. Based on like the other suggestions you sent me, I kind of feel like it's like a murder mystery type movie. That would be my guess just based on what you were sending me. But, again, no idea. Famous lines or scenes you think come from this movie. I think the main character of the movie has a sidekick, and the sidekick is, they're always getting foiled by the bad guy. And the sidekick is always like, "Oh, that SOB." He's always saying it as the bad guy runs away in his car or whatever.
Yeah, a catchphrase to like,
yes.
Like Will Smithing it the whole way.
Just he's just catchphrases and his name is catchphrase. They lay it out for you. What do you think, catchphrase?
Damn, you've seen the movie, fuck.
Yeah, oops. People you think are in this movie, I would love it if, who plays the Pink Panther?
Peter.
Yeah, I would love if he's in it. I would love if
Steve Martin, he played it at one point too.
Yeah, but I think I was thinking of the older guy. I mean, like the guy in the past.
That's so interesting that you think. I mean, that's
I don't know why, but yeah, I'm classic. And I also think there's always in the movie that I'm dreaming up, there's always some sort of like femme fatale, and I would like it if it was like Audrey Hepburn's too old. I don't think this movie is that old, but someone like her but in like the 80s. That's who I'm picturing.
Okay,
whoever the Audrey Hepburn of the 80s was, someone knows who I'm talking about. Someone out there.
I just think it's really interesting the names that you're bringing forward. Considering the movie, it's just I'm excited for you to see that you're 100% correct.
Yes. Perfect. Why haven't you seen this movie? I've never heard of it in my entire life, which is honestly, like, I know I have a podcast about movies, but there are so many movies that people are like, "This is my absolute favorite," and I've never heard of it before. So that's not any, you know, that's not a critique of the movie that I've never heard of it. It's just a fact. Never heard of it before. I'm a little nervous about this movie because anything could happen at all. Like, I don't even know the genre yet, so I can't even, like, even guess at stuff.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
I'm a little nervous.
I feel like anybody who's seen this movie is really excited to watch this movie.
For what I'm about to see. Okay, so I am going to look at the poster that you sent me, so at least I've got something. Okay, it's a screenshot. I always ask this, did you have like multiple options for posters, or is there just like one poster?
This is like the poster for it, but there are posters where you can see more names involved in it, and I thought it'd be best to not show you all the names that are in it.
Yeah. It's Blake Edwards's SOB. I don't know who Blake Edwards is, so that gives me nothing. Definitely looks animated based on the poster.
Can I tell you something about Blake Edwards?
Yeah.
Blake Edwards directed the Pink Panther. And he also directed Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No, he didn't. You're lying.
I'm pretty sure.
Insane.
That's why I thought it was so funny that you said those names. Let me just make sure that I'm correct, because I'll feel like shit if I'm... if he didn't... I know he directed the Pink Panthers.
Okay.
That I know off the top of my head.
And I'm going to read this while you're looking it up. It says, the director who made the Panther pink, okay, and taught...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did direct it.
And taught you to count to 10, coins a new term for comedy. Ooh. Okay, so it's a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Panther, Breakfast at Tiffany's, somewhere in there. And it's a bull in the director's seat. It's got stupid sunglasses on, like Tom Cruise in that pilot movie. It's got a cigar. Oh, God. I would be really excited if it was animated, but I would also be really excited if it was not animated, and for some reason an animated bull is, like, the poster child.
Oh, man.
I'm about to find out. Okay, so Stephanie and I are going to watch 6 minutes of this movie. We're going to watch from minute 24 and 0 minutes to minute 30 and 0 minutes. Hopefully, I at least know if it's live action or animated after the clip is over. We'll find out. But we're going to take a quick break because I'm not allowed to record the movie for this podcast. And we will be right back after this. Okay, we're back. Now I have to try to recap those 6 minutes.
Man, I was so stoked. I watched the 6 minutes ahead of time before talking to you to see what it would be.
And yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So there are 19 main characters in this film, as far as I can tell. Okay. So it seems like the main character is Felix, because everyone seems really concerned about him. And he's upstairs, and there are like four people around like a kitchen bar talking. Someone's on the phone with the studio. I'm guessing like his agent or manager or friend some way is like, yeah, we'll figure it out. Oh, it was just an accident. Don't worry. Definitely he didn't try to kill himself. Like, just an accident for sure. I guess something with his car. He drove his car through a wall or something. Landed in the ocean, they keep saying. And then the thinnest woman I've ever seen gives a doctor a shot in the butt.
Yeah.
And then Felix comes down the stairs and he's just like out of it. He's not talking to anyone. His manager's like following him. He's like, Felix, you want to talk, bud? Bud, what's going on, Felix? You want to talk? And Felix just walks into the kitchen. He grabs a rope and then he walks back upstairs and everyone's like, he's fine to be alone. We should just leave him. And then they keep talking and I am kind of figuring out that Felix is in some movie or he's a part of some movie and they're like stopping production for him. They're all trying to figure out what's going on with him. So everyone's trying to cover up that he tried to kill himself. And then my grandma comes to the door and she's like, hello, dear, let me in. And she has that voice where everything she's saying is really sweet and welcoming, but you know she's nefarious. She's like a backstabber for sure. So she asks for Felix and the thinnest woman on earth is like, I don't know who lives here. Let me find out. Very suspicious. So then my grandma sneaks in anyways, just sneaks in the back of the house and they're all walking around and she's like, I heard Felix is in trouble. Should we check on him? And then he comes down through, he was trying to hang himself and he falls through the floor and takes her out. And then it cuts to the manager on the phone again and being like, yeah, no, he's fine. And also, he broke this woman's hip, like, just taking out your actors one by one by one. And then one of the most insane things I've ever seen happened where there are, like, 10 fast cuts to, yeah. I'm assuming, people we know. I think one of them was Julie Andrews.
Yes, one of them is Julie Andrews.
She's just laughing next to a piano, and then it cuts away from her. It's literally like 10 seconds of her laughing, and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I know about her character. And there's like two people on the beach who see like someone passed out in the sand, and they're like, that's a cute dog. And then they keep walking. It's definitely, I mean, if I'd seen the movie, I'm sure I'd be like, oh no, Harry's still passed out or whatever. But for me, it's just a guy in the sand, maybe dead. And then it cuts back to Felix, and he's in bed, and the doctor's given him some mixed up cocktail of drugs, and he's super out of it. And the manager gives him a really funny talk, which is like, I've drank enough liquor to get everyone in Orange County drunk. I've had enough tobacco, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I've tried to kill myself every single day. It's not worth it. Oh, and the other guy said something really funny too, which was, he was like, said something about nervous Jews. And then the guy was like, hey, and he's like, what? Some of my best friends are nervous, which I think was really funny. It really got me. And then we kind of end on everyone being like, we got to figure out what's wrong with Felix, which, like, he's trying to kill himself. That's what's wrong with him right now. Oh boy. Okay. So I have a second set of questions that I will send you in a minute when we do your movie, but I'm going to try and answer them kind of out of order right now, just so we get what I think is going to happen with the rest of the movie. And you still just got to go with it for a minute, and then I'll let you tell me the truth, I promise.
I will. I'm really stoked to hear what you think this movie is about.
Yeah. Who's actually in the movie? It's a bunch of actors that I don't know any of them. Like, none of them. And I'm sure some of them are like, have been in 45 movies. I just didn't recognize a single person, except for Julie Andrews. Who's the main protagonist? Felix. Who's the main antagonist? It kind of seems like he's getting a lot of pressure put on him from the studio in some way. So maybe that guy that answered the phone at what I'm assuming is Warner Brothers. I think I saw the little water tower. So I think that guy's the bad guy that's like, we need it and we need it now. And he's kind of like, I can't let it happen. What's happening to the protagonist before this scene? Okay. I just recently watched Adaptation, and I think this is, oh God, is it Edward Blake or Blake Edward?
Blake
Edward. Blake Edward. So I think this is Blake Edward's like adaptation where he's like, I've directed these famous movies and now I'm going to show you what it's like to be a director on a movie. That's what I think is happening. So yeah. I think the main protagonist, Felix, is either a writer or a director, someone kind of behind the scenes, and he's had a success and now they're like, we want you to do another movie, but we want it to be like whatever the 80s version of a superhero movie was, where it's like not really his genre, but they're like, that's the big blockbuster thing, so we want you to do it. And he's like, okay, I'm not really as passionate about that, but like, I'll do it because it's for money and now I'm famous and blah, 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 blah. What was happening to the antagonist? He was just counting his money. He was just in some place counting money. That's it for 10 minutes. What's going to happen to them in the future? So I think Felix is going to try to kill himself one more time, rule of threes. And then they're going to be like, yo, we got to talk about this. What's up? And he's like, I can't do it. I just can't make, it's going to be like a romantic. I'm guessing the movie he's trying to make is a romantic movie set in like Italy. And he's like, it's just not for me. I like do goofy stuff and I don't want to do a romantic movie set in Italy. And they kind of go back and forth on like, don't kill yourself. You can find a way to make this movie yours. And I think Felix invents the romantic comedy. That's what I think is going to happen. So before all of this, it was just romantic movies. And then he gets in and he's going to make a character that's like Amelia Bedelia, where she's like good hearted, but she's always doing shit wrong. And then the audience falls in love with her and he like invents this genre. A scene that probably happens in the movie, he comes back to work. And they're doing a scene or whatever. And the actress keeps being beautiful and lovely. And he keeps trying to get her to be goofy. He keeps like being like, no, do this, no, do that. And it kind of devolves into him giving her like dumb props, like big glasses and a rubber chicken and shit like that. And she has to like try and do a love scene while she's like juggling chickens or something. That probably happens. a scene that would be fucking awesome that happened in the movie. It'd be really cool if this sounds mean for, it's going to sound mean for a second, but it'd be really cool if that grandma stayed in the hospital for the rest of the movie, but ended up like somehow like winning an Oscar for like, they have to like shoot her scenes in the hospital because she's like in a full body cast, and she ends up winning an Oscar for like superb acting in the hospital, even though it's not the way the scenes were written. I would love that. What's the moral of the movie? Jesus. Wait, I don't even know how Julie Andrews fits into this yet. I'm guessing all those people we saw are like other, I mean, I guess they're all like in this world, famous actors and actresses that he like got to be a part of the movie. And they were all like, God damn it. Edward Blake. No, Blake Edwards.
Blake Edwards. Yeah.
It's hard. They were all like, Blake Edwards can't direct a romantic movie, and they're all like, he can't do it, and now they keep making fun of him because they're like, this idiot can't direct a romantic movie, and he's gonna show them, that's for sure. How does the movie end? The movie ends with like a really beautiful scene of like the ending of the movie he's directing. So it's like the main man and the main woman in the movie he's directing, like at sunset, like the man's like holding the woman and like dipping her, and they're gonna kiss, and it kind of pulls out, and Blake Edwards is like I did it, and everyone congratulates him, and they all shake hands, and they're like, you did it, we didn't think you could pull it off. And then he starts to walk away, and he like slips on a banana peel and falls on his butt and has to go to the hospital. That's my guess. I think it's really goofy. My guess is this movie is like very silly.
I think your guesses are real. I think they're really awesome guesses. I do. I mean, some things you got right, and some things like you circled around and like went a slightly different way. It could, like, this is how it could have been. But yeah. Like, yeah, it's really, I mean, and some things you just got dead wrong. But like,
well, yeah.
But I mean, oh no, you got everything right.
Yeah. Absolutely right. I'm trying to figure out why the poster is an animated bull. That's really like truly in the back of my head when I'm talking, is like, why? It makes me think that Felix is the director and they want him to be like the man that's like directing them and in charge, and he just can't do it. It's not his style. All right, tell me what it is. Tell me why it's the title of the movie too, whenever you want.
SOB stands for standard operational bullshit.
Oh, okay.
But also, okay. He's a son of a bitch too.
Yeah, he is.
There's two stories going on in the movie.
Okay.
One is all about Felix, and the other one is about the most loyal being in all of Hollywood, which is a dog.
Oh. That dog on the beach?
They cut back to the dog times throughout the movie. Because he's the only loyal in all of California.
Yeah.
You get to see behind the scenes. The whole movie?
Whatever you want.
Whatever I want. Felix is a director who's made box office hit after box office hit. And he made this, so they gave him a huge budget for this new movie.
Yeah.
And They started showing it at like sneak previews and everything, and they're like, it's a fucking bomb.
Oh no.
So he becomes suicidal, and
yeah,
he's also starring his wife, who's
okay,
Julie Andrews. It's like a very corny musical at the very beginning, at the top, and you find out that it's a bomb, and like, he's upset. He's suicidal. She's like, I'm leaving you with the kid.
Oh my God.
Going to another house. And everybody's like, we need to fix this movie before it comes out for real.
Right.
So we need him to okay me editing it. We need this. But he's just like out of his fucking mind. He's trying to kill himself. A huge orgy happens at his house.
Okay.
Trying to make him feel better, so while okay, he's like drugged out, they decide to like have a huge party at his house, and he wakes up during it, tries to kill himself, fails again, and then like has an epiphany that sex sells.
Okay, he's not right. He's not wrong.
He wants to do reshoots, with some like softcore porn in it.
Oh God. Okay.
And it's sex is going to sell. And the real thing that's going to make it sell. So Julie Andrews plays a version of herself in this.
Okay.
And Edwards and Julie Andrews were married.
Oh, weird.
In real life. So, and during this time. So Julie Andrews plays a version of herself. Instead of saying like, she's Mary Poppins, they keep on saying she's Peter Pan.
Okay.
So the new movie is like, you're going to show your tits. In the...
Our beloved nanny.
And so even like when you watch the trailer of this movie, of SOB itself.
Yeah.
It's like, come see this movie because Julie Andrews is going to show her tits.
Oh my gosh.
Like the Mary Poppins you know and love is going to show her
tits. Oh, Jesus. I mean, it worked. Probably.
Yes. It was a success. But in the movie, so she shows her tits. They get her to show her tits. Everybody gives her a standing ovation in the movie. It's like a really fun scene. She gets drugged out of her mind before she shows up. Like,
yeah.
Fun. It shows a lot of the bullshit behind Hollywood and everything. And in order for him to do the reshoots, he buys the movie from the studio. And okay. Then the studio realizes, like, oh my God, these changes make it good.
Yeah.
How to figure out how to become distributors of this movie. And so through planning behind Felix's back, because Felix is still married to his wife, it's still partly her movie. So she signs away the distributor. And
Julie.
Which means that they get to do they're like, how long is the movie? Oh, it's 2.5 hours. We're going to cut it down. Like, we're going to paint it. And so he freaks out.
Yeah.
Felix goes crazy, goes to another building where he knows all the copies of the reels of the film are.
Yeah.
He wants every single copy. He brings a water gun with him to, like, try to get it. And he ends up getting shot to death.
Oh, my God.
Because they're like, they don't know what's going on. So he dies. And then there's going to be this, and as he dies, they're like, oh no, I'm so sorry. He's like, it's okay. Now it'll sell 10 million more at the box office.
Oh my God.
And what was going to be a $30 million flop ends up making $200 million at the box office.
Oh my God.
Big records.
Yeah.
His manager, his lawyer, and the doctor steal his body from the funeral home because they think it's bullshit that, like, his wife is going to sing at his funeral when she fucking hated his guts. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So Hollywood and stuff. But they're also, like, drunk. They're not close with Felix either. They're just, like, drunk. And they're like, let's go take his body. So they go and they take it. And Julie Andrews sings at the funeral. Like, it's very A Star Is Born.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like total bullshit. And meanwhile, they set Felix's body on fire in the ocean.
Okay.
And the person being buried is the person who was on the beach.
Oh, with the dog.
With the dog.
Okay.
And it turns out that the guy who's dead was this actor who was retired, so like no one cared about him.
Oh.
And then once they find out who it is, then they're like, oh, we're doing a moment of silence for him today. He used to act. So it's like, you're nobody if you haven't done anything for
yes them.
So he's getting like the nice funeral, and like meanwhile Felix gets burned and the dog watches from afar.
Oh.
And finally, like, his is happy again. And it ends with, like, saying, like, everybody made money. Everybody's happy. Felix got what he wanted, even though he's dead.
Right.
He wanted to be dead. And, like, everybody made money. Everybody lived happily ever after until the next movie.
Yep.
I mean, I told you everything. I feel bad. Should I have said everything? Maybe
no.
We should
keep
back all the spoilers. I don't. It's just such a great... crazy ass movie.
Yeah. And I feel like it's written like there were so many jokes just in the part that I saw that you couldn't tell me all the jokes.
Somebody that you didn't see in the movie, Shelley Winters, is in the movie as Julie Andrews's agent.
Okay.
who's also like working with the studio at the same time. There's like a lot of like, oh, this lawyer and this agent, they're all like, they all make money behind the scenes. It's kind of with what the WGA strike
was. It's all about.
Where it's like, oh, I'm going to, at first she's like, Julie, you can't show your tits. Like, that's crazy. And then all of a sudden she's like, well, maybe you should show your tits.
Might be good for you. I don't know.
Like, break that G-rated image of yourself. We got more movies. It's just like a total
story. Yeah.
She can make money off of it.
Jeez. I mean, it does sound like a first of all, when you were like, and then he gets shot to death, I was like, oh, that's the end of the movie. But it sounds like it's about halfway through.
It's it's like three quarters of the way
through. Jeez. So much happens.
Yeah, then the protagonist, I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, the protagonist is dead and we're still going?
Yeah, for like 25 more minutes. So weird. I'm glad the dog is like a main character.
Yeah, we cut back to him a lot. The whole time you're like, what's going on with the dog, though? And it does kind of ground everything where it's like, oh, this movie really doesn't matter. Everybody's making this such huge stakes. But like, this poor dog is just crying over his dead owner the entire time.
That's so sweet.
Like during the orgy party scene, they cut to him outside just crying.
Jesus, the saddest dog in the world. He is a cute dog, though. It looked like the dog from Annie, but that dog's got to be dead.
Might be the same dog. It's the 80s.
No way. What a famous dog.
It's a cute dog. I did, watching it this weekend to like refresh myself, I think when the actor, when the guy playing the actor is walking the dog before he dies,
yeah,
I think it's a different dog walking. And then when he's dead, they like squished the dog. Like, oh no, like this dog's good for drama. And this,
this dog's like a laying dog and this dog's a walking dog. That's so weird. Okay, what a fun movie. I'm like a little bummed that my movie isn't as comedy packed, but I think you're gonna have a good time.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I think I will. I haven't seen it. I know. Well, I mean, that's the point of this.
Yeah. And I'm glad someone gave you shit about it recently, so we could talk about it today.
Shit about it.
Okay, so we're gonna take a quick, like 20-second break, and then we'll come back, and Stephanie's going to do all the talking for a while.
Yeah.
Putting something away. Okay, we're back. And Stephanie's going to answer a bunch of questions about Empire Records, and then when you've answered them, you feel good, I'll share my screen with you, and you can see the poster for it.
Okay. So, so what do I know about the movie going into it? I know that it's about people that work at like a Tower Records kind of place.
Yeah.
I assume it's kind of like, I know that. And then famous lines and scenes that I think come from it. I think, like, because they work in a record store, I feel like a line from it would be like, oh, them? Yeah, I was fans of them when they came out 2 years ago.
Oh.
Like, something like that.
They're all really snobby.
Yeah. people that I think are in this movie, I remember some of the ads for it. So I know Liv Tyler's in it.
Okay.
And then I know there's also like a pretty blonde girl.
Okay.
And I want to say it's like Reese Witherspoon or like Renee Zellweger or like another blonde that like was big at that time. Like Sarah Michelle Gellar, maybe she was blonde for it.
Yeah.
Maybe she Buffy'd it up.
Hopefully.
genre of the movie, I think it's like Clerks meets The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Like I think it was like a studio was like, oh, Clerks did really well. That's about a video store. We gotta do our own version of Clerks and make a lot of money off of it. Well, we can't do a video store, so we'll do a record store. Yeah. Like
what do kids like? Music. Yeah, music. Like,
done. Maybe it's probably like a CD place. Okay. Over like it's not like High Fidelity where it's like, oh, vinyls. I think it's like CDs and cassette tapes. Why haven't I seen this movie? I think like Mallrats had come out around that time.
Mm-hmm.
There were a bunch of movies that came out around that time that were very similar, and I just remember being like, I don't need to see it.
I've already done it.
I did it. I watched Mallrats. I've seen.
Yeah. That.
Like I got it. And most recently, it's so funny that you asked me onto this podcast, which I'm really stoked for. But when you were like, "What haven't you seen?" Like last week, I just got a ton of shit from one of my friends about this movie. I don't know if it's his favorite, but like he just like it was almost like the equivalent of when somebody says they haven't seen Goonies kind of thing. Like, you haven't seen Goonies? Oh my God, that's what it felt like. So I was like, oh, I guess I need to
see it. That's funny because I've definitely done Goonies on this podcast and I still haven't seen it.
I do wonder if it's like if I saw Empire Records when I was a kid, if I would be like, oh yeah,
this is my passion. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen it.
Good point.
I wonder if like everybody is like represents a different genre of music. Like,
oh, cool. Yeah.
I'm the pop girl. I'm the goth kid. I'm like, oh, I like grunge.
And they always start that way. They're like, hi, I'm the grunge kid and we need you on the register.
I need more spike collars because I'm a punk kid. Just wearing like 8. I just think of it as like a studio's answer to it. And I don't know if that's true, but the more studio vibe I get, the more I'm like, oh yeah, like one of them just wore like Clueless to the max to be like, I represent pop music.
And then they all get along somehow. They're all like,
yeah, friends. Yeah, they're all like, oh, we all have different tastes in music, but somehow we get along. And like, you know, there's probably like a love thing where it's like, oh, I like this girl, I gotta tell her with a mixtape.
I hope so.
Just everything is music esque.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Okay. Do you want to see this poster?
Yeah. Is it Liv Tyler just like spreading her leg? I just remember it being like somebody leaning. Yeah. Yep. That's what I just like leaning, spreading their legs.
Yep.
Not everyone is genre, but like that's a skater kid and that's a sure. I feel like this is just like, I got boobs, I have a vagina. Oh, a dog works here.
Yep. dog movies.
Now I'm like, oh, did somebody turn into a dog and can only break the spell through music?
It's definitely a fantastical movie.
Or do they find out the owner of the record store is a dog?
They just come to work every day without knowing how they're getting paid. And this is day one.
Oh, they're selling music, but not selling out.
Yeah.
Open till midnight. Oh, that makes me think that like you've got mail kind of thing where they're like the shop around the corner, but like Barnes & Noble is going to buy them.
Yeah.
So they have to do something so that like Barnes & Noble can't buy them, even though they have no control over that.
They're right? Just kids.
They're just kids and they don't own this place and whoever would just sell it to the big chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got. I mean, you got the poster.
Oh, is that Renee? Is that Renee Zellweger?
It is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know this girl?
Oh, she looks familiar. Oh, is that the girl from The Craft?
It is the girl from The Craft, and she shaved her head for this movie. You can see her head is shaved, and it was like they stopped filming like 2 months before The Craft started. So she was like, I love.
Is she wearing a wig in The Craft?
Her hair's long. Yeah, her hair's definitely long in The Craft. It's got to be a wig. That or it's the other way around, and she was in The Craft 2 months before she did this. One of the two. But they are back-to-back movies.
Whoa.
And then I've never seen her in anything else. Just those two movies.
I honestly, like, I knew two of the women, but I could not have told you any of the men.
Any of these men. No, this guy is, he's in Can't Hardly Wait. Have you seen that? He's like the main guy. I do not know these other two people. They might be famous. They might not be. No idea.
The one with his head turned kind of looks like Taron Killam, like a young, but I don't think it is. Like, maybe it is.
Maybe it's his uncle. I don't know.
I don't know. But like, yeah, even the way they're all posed, they have the women so, like, we're in this movie. Oh, yeah, and guys are in it too, which is
I guess.
But that dog is featured.
Oh, yeah.
Ad photoshopping.
Yeah. Like,
it's just like a dog.
They're like, oh yeah, let's throw a dog in there. It'll be fun.
Ugh.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to show you 6 minutes of this movie for minute 24 and 0 seconds, minute 30 and 0 seconds. And I always say that in case anyone listening wants to play along, see what the fuck Stephanie has to describe. And I just realized I don't know what those 6 minutes are. So we're both going to be shocked, I guess.
I'm excited.
Okay, I'm going to show you it after this. Okay, so the first thing you're going to have to do is try to recap the 6 minutes, and I'll help you with, like, character names if you can't think of character names.
Okay, so we start on this, like, the guy from Can't Hardly Wait. He's, like, humping a version of, like, a Madonna-esque star. I feel like that's foreshadowing that that woman's going to come up. In the end, she's going to show up for no reason.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I heard you're trying to get some money. it's just like, why really focus on that painting?
Right.
We had this, it seemed like it was some sort of anniversary.
Yeah.
Or something for Liv Tyler's character. And then she was like, oh, but like, oh, he wrote it like this. Oh, I don't like him. And it's like,
yeah.
I don't like him. Like, it's fine. And then it was like, it's fine. Here's my red bra. And thank goodness that they just happen to be the same size tits.
Right. Convenient.
Very convenient. Because you know how bras are one size fits all.
Yep.
So I assume she's like, I'm going to lose my virginity for my anniversary, just the way they're talking. So
yeah.
And then Renee Zellweger did this look to her that was like, I'm in love with you. Or like she had a secret that she needed to tell her. There was just like this weird moment, and Liv Tyler, it was just so big, and Liv Tyler was like, la la la, you're just still smiling at me.
We're friends.
We're friends. So then she like starts playing around, going like, oh hi, oh this, I'm just gonna take off my shirt, oh this red bra, oh, I've had this forever, like whatever. As she's like practicing how she's gonna take off her clothes, there's also other shit going on, which is a woman comes in who also works at the store and is like, I'm gonna, it's time for a change.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shave my head. So I think she had like a bad breakup or she found out that she, something huge was revealed to her that her whole fucking life. Because That's what happens when women, like, there was no kitchen at the record store, so they had to do regular scissors instead of kitchen shears.
Yeah.
I feel like that moment was definitely a kitchen shears.
Yeah.
Very Britney Spears. Before Britney Spears, right?
Yeah. It's where she got it from. I don't know that.
And then there was this emo dude guy. The guy in the black turtleneck who,
yeah.
It seems like the adult who works there, but they're like all adults pretending to be kids. But like the real adult,
right?
Was like, I don't trust you for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy was like, I don't want to lock up. No problem. I'll lock up because the alternative is this guy you don't trust.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the adult was in some sort of bind.
Yeah. But
they were talking like it was a drug thing.
Okay.
But they didn't say it was, but they were talking like, hey, this fucking thing fell through.
You yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So I'd be good for that. Like, it was very like, as though they were supposed to smuggle in coke or something and it just like fell through. And now
right.
But then after that talk, it was like, we're in a new go. And I was like, wait, so was it not that big a deal or was it a big deal?
Are you all getting murdered or no? Okay.
And this guy blew coins to the floor and that I was like, oh my God, you're the guy that does that.
Yeah.
Fucking wonder what the fucking deal is with coins glued to the ground.
It's that guy.
It's that guy. So I thought that was clever. There was some talk about like, I gotta tell this person at 137 that like I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the girl losing the virginity? Okay. Oh, you can tell me. Okay, so I'm going to say it's like the girl losing the virginity because she's all like, I don't know if I want to fuck him, but like I am 17, so I guess I got to fuck him.
It's that age.
So 137, maybe it's like 137, she goes on her lunch break. Like I don't know why 137
right.
Yeah, I don't know why 137, but he's like, gotta tell her, love her. Before she loses her, oh, maybe that's when she, like, her lunch breaks.
So that
she
can do virginity. Yeah.
It's like, I gotta tell her, because if she loses her virginity, then it's over. I can't tell her I love her. Because you know when
she's somebody, broken.
Yeah, it means, like, it's over.
I can't
tell her tomorrow. Like, my window's gone. And then, there was no talk of like, we got to save this store. So I guess my guess was off, but, but I think the protagonist, even though it wasn't featured enough, just based on 90s movies.
Yeah.
It was the guy that was like, I got to tell this person I love her before this time.
Yeah.
But it would be fun if that's like a side story that like
very small.
That would be fun. It would be fun if like it turns out that the main character's the guy that like licks the Madonna kind of pose thing. Like didn't talk at all during the 6 minutes. Like his like maybe he had a big scene that just ended.
Yeah. With that. With him humping a mural. Yeah.
Like somebody drove by on a motorcycle and somebody shouted out, "Hi, Dad."
Oh, they said Deb.
Oh, Deb. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, it turned out to be a woman.
Something's going on there.
Somebody's going to Harvard, so they're fine.
So that's settled.
So, like, yeah. It seems like maybe this is like the summer kind of thing.
Yeah.
The summer job maybe. And so maybe we're coming to the end of summer when everybody goes back to school or whatever.
Right.
So maybe it's that. Maybe it's like last day of summer kind of thing.
Yeah.
But sell out, like selling out, I don't know. I don't know. Well, there's a money issue, so maybe something, like, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, the drug deal fell through.
It did seem like a drug deal. It seemed like somebody copied and pasted into a script that kind of drug deal scene and then replaced some like the specific words with just like stuff.
CD.
Oh, I like that. Maybe it was supposed to be like, we were the first people supposed to get these CDs. What happened? You said we were good for it.
We were going to get 200 kilograms of CDs. I love that.
I always
make you guess a scene. What?
The front of it with like her legs open.
Right. Right.
It's a poster, and where's that poster? But she was at the front, and the guy who I think is the protagonist is like in the back.
Yeah.
Maybe it's they're all the stars.
Aw, that's beautiful.
Maybe it's like the Breakfast Club where it's like they're all protagonists.
Yeah, everyone's got something.
So maybe Liv Tyler's the protagonist, but I'll stick with my 90s, like, the boy who's like, oh, I love her.
I've got to tell her.
I've got to tell her. I only have a window. I've got a tiny window to tell her.
I always make the guest guess a scene that they think would be really fucking cool if it happened. So in, like, your best version of this movie, what's a scene that happens?
In the best version of this,
yeah,
a scene that happens is Deb just like Deb does a bender kind of monologue from Breakfast Club where it's like, guys, it's just a fucking record store.
I pictured the robot.
I shaved my head. So, like, I know how shit is now. You guys love
right.
too much. Like, she's going off to Harvard. She's fine. It's like, this person's fine. And that person's got coke coming on the way, I think. and then she's just, she's like, so, like, I'm going to burn this down.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't, it would be fun if it turns out to, a scene I would like that I don't think is in it, but I'd really like it, is that it's for a drug thing.
Yeah.
I would like to find out that it is a huge drug ring, and like, maybe that's what Renee Zellweger couldn't say. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Like, oh, lose your baby, because that's when the switch is happening, and I want you to be safe. You again after you lose it, so you can have my red bra.
this is goodbye. Take my bra. Goodbye.
I've had a lot of luck with it.
It is a really, that moment is like so, because she's like, Renee Zellweger is like putting makeup on Liv Tyler, so they're very right. close. And then there is like a yep. really long pause where they're just like staring at each other and sort of smiling.
Right. And Liv Tyler's like just oblivious to it. So yeah. But it is like at first when she's doing the makeup, it's a weird, like, it reminded me of, is the movie called Pretty Baby? What's the movie with, I always get Denise Richards confused with this person. It's not Denise Richards. It's the girl from Blue Lagoon.
I have no idea.
They both have eyebrows, which is why I always get them confused. I mean, all people have eyebrows, but like,
well, Whoopi Goldberg.
That's true. With eyebrows, sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's about a girl who grows up in a whorehouse. And once she turns like a certain age, like they put the makeup on her.
Oh no. They're like, you're ready.
Yeah. Like, going out there.
You were born into this. Ooh, that's weird.
That's what it kind of reminded me of, where it's like, I'm going to paint you up for your sex.
Weird.
I don't know. I didn't have a friend like that who was like, wear my bra for your sex.
Right. Right.
I don't know where that, like, trope comes from, where it's like, wear my sweater. It, like, got me so much finger blasting. Like, there is that kind of trope in movies, and I don't know where it came from, because, I mean, maybe it's, like, you're nodding like it never happened to you.
It never happened to me.
Male friendship that's, like, that's ever done that. I feel like that's a male fantasy.
Yes. Yeah.
Women do, because maybe men are like, here, put this condom in your wallet. Nothing but love.
Take my socks. Okay.
Wear my boxers.
Yeah. All right.
Hand jobs, like wet hand jobs.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a pillow fight at a sleepover. It's like, who told you that's happening at every sleepover? Who started that?
I tried that at a sleepover because I thought that's what you were supposed to do. Sleepovers.
Oh,
let's do it. And I like hit a girl with a pillow. She hit me back. And then it was like, this is dumb.
Yep.
This is stupid. We stopped after two whacks. It was just like.
Yeah. You're like, let's have snacks and watch movies instead. Okay.
It looks so much fun in movies.
Yeah. Isn't.
Wasn't.
Okay, are you ready? I'm going to tell you what happens.
Yeah, sorry. We went off.
No, that was an important conversation. Okay. So, something you don't know, and it's impossible for you to know, is that today in the world of this movie, the movie happens over 24 hours, and today is Rex Manning Day. And Rex Manning's like this pop star. He's like 45, maybe. He's got like the blown out hair. He wears like the ruffly shirt that's like purple. And he's like a sex symbol, but you can tell he's kind of like he was a sex symbol, but all those people that were teenagers and really into him are now like 35, 40 years old. But it's Rex Manning Day. So all the people that work at the record store are like, ugh, Rex Manning, except Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler's like obsessed with him.
Oh, is that what they were reading in the magazine?
Yeah, all his like fun facts or whatever. And Renee Zellweger's like, try to bring up Orange, I guess. Like, we've got nothing here. But Liv Tyler's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to lose my virginity to him.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
So that's like her whole thing. So everyone, it's kind of like The Breakfast Club, where everyone has a thing going on.
Okay.
Throughout the movie. So everyone is kind of the protagonist. But I think the reason the poster is the way it is because Liv Tyler's the most famous person that was cast at the time. And so they're like, come see Liv Tyler. That's my guess. Based on no facts. It's just my guess. So the movie starts with the guy in the turtleneck, Lucas. He gets to close the shop for the first time ever. They're trusting him. And he's like pumped about it. And he's like, I count the money twice. He repeats it a bunch of times. Like, I count the money twice. I put it in the safe. I go home, count the money twice, put it in the safe, I go home. He says it like a bunch of times. And then he gets to counting the money. He counts it once and he writes the number down and he like hits something with his hand. And he sees that Empire Records, their independent record store, is about to be bought out by Music Town, which is the Barnes & Noble of record stores. So you're totally right about that. And he's like, you heard him in that scene like three different times. He was like, damn the man. Like, he's not for selling out. He's like so anti. Right. So he's like, we must not have enough money to keep the store open if we're going to sell out to these guys. So I'm going to take this $9,000 and I'm going to go to Atlantic City and I'm going to bet it all.
Oh my God.
So he does. He goes to Atlantic City. He puts a stack of cash down on like a roulette wheel, like on red or whatever. Oh no, on craps. And they're like, okay, you need a seven. And he's like, okay. And he rolls a seven. And they're like, you have $18,000 now. And he's like, you know what? Let's do it one more time. And they're all like, that's $18,000. And he's like, it's going to work out. I know it's going to work out. It's going to work out. It doesn't work out. he loses all of the money, and he still goes back there the next day and is like, hey guys, Joe might be mad. Joe's like the owner of the store. He's like, Joe might be kind of mad today. This might be the day we die. And like everything he says is like sort of cryptic and like doesn't really fucking mean anything. Like you heard him at one point in time, he's like, in this life, all we have is possibilities. It's like, yeah, man, what does that mean? Fucking talk to me. Doesn't mean anything. So he loses all that money, and the like weird guy that humps the mural and the guy that you thought were the main protagonist, they like open the store and they know. They're like, dude, Lucas stole the money. Like, how are we gonna tell the owner? And the owner comes in and he's like, where's the money? Did Lucas forget to put it somewhere? He forgot to put it in the safe. It was his first time clothing. And they're both like, we can't tell him that he stole it. Like, we can't tell him he went to Atlantic City. And no one knows why. They just know that Lucas, everyone's just cool with the idea that he stole from the store for like a while. So then they like, the fun part of the movie, I think, because I was like a really good kid in school. I wasn't like preppy because I didn't have a sense of style. So I just like didn't do, I wasn't like a type of kid, but I was just like good. But when I watched this movie, and I watched it for the first time like 2 years ago, so I think anyone can watch it at any time. But you're like, oh, I want to be friends with these people because they just like hang out and have a good time. Like they are kind of different. Like you said, like Liv Tyler is very smart. She takes calculus. She's going to Harvard. Like she just got accepted. Yeah. And then Renee Zellweger is like kind of trampy. Like she like wears the cutoff clothes. She's the one with the red bra. She's getting lucky all the time. But they're all like just friends with each other. And so like a lot of the scenes are like they'll like play a song and they're all like dancing around, like not like choreographed, but they're all like hanging out like fucking dusting things. They all love working at the record store. And it is kind of like their summer because they're there all day. And it's Rex Manning Day, and they're all excited about that. So everyone's like putting shit together. Who do I want to talk about? So the main guy, like you said, he's in love with Liv Tyler. He's got to tell her. And at first he's like, I'm going to tell her today by noon. And then he's like, oh, I'll tell her by 1. I'll tell her by 1:37. I'll tell her by 1:37. He just like picks it.
Okay.
So there's no magic to it. He just like picks the weird number. And he's like an artist. He like is constantly drawing shit. He glues all those quarters to the floor, and then they have a shoplifter in the store, like this 12, 13, 14 year old boy. And they like catch him, bring him into that room with all the couches, and they're like sitting with him and they're waiting for the cops. And the kid's like, what the fuck do you glue all those quarters to the floor? Like, I could have used those quarters. Like, that's money, give it to me. And he's like, don't question my art. And it's just like an ongoing bit that he's like this artist constantly. He's this artist. I'm just going to do his story. I'll just do their stories like really quick. So he ends up finding Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler has like talked herself up. She's going to sleep with Rex Manning. She's like really excited about it. She like insists on bringing him his lunch. She does. And then she's like, I'm ready. And he's like, what? And she's like, I'm want to have sex with you. I want to do it. That's right. I want to do it. And he's like, what? Are you sure? And she's like, yeah. And she like sexually takes off her top and she like unbuttons her little skirt and it comes off and she's like standing there in her underwear. And then he's like, all right. And he, this is so gross.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Is the underwear matching or does it look insane? Oh, I love that.
It looks insane. It looks like white little, like, I mean, she's like a good girl. It looks like little whitey tighties like a good girl would wear. I don't know. So she's standing there and she's like, this is me, what do you want? And he like is sitting down to lunch. He's having a salad and he's got a bottle of blue cheese in his hand and he goes, do you like blue cheese? And he pretends like he's gonna pour it on his dick and she could to scare her away and she's like, ugh, and she like leaves and she's crying and she runs up to the roof and the art boy is on the roof and he's like, it's 1:36. Liv Tyler, I've got to tell you something. And she's like, not now. She's like crying, her day has been ruined. And he's like, no, I've got to tell you something. And she's like, no, I really can't fucking focus on anything right now. And he's like, I love you. And she's like, you're my best friend, like I don't think of you that way. And he gets really mad and he leaves and she's like crying. She's like, I'm having a terrible fucking day, everyone leave me alone.
Secret though.
Yeah, so he got to tell it, but
What's Renee Zellweger's secret?
So she finds out that Liv Tyler's going to Harvard, and she's like excited for her, but like Renee Zellweger is not going to Harvard. She's gonna be stuck in town for forever, and her best friend's leaving her.
So her sad face was like,
yeah,
moments of like painting your face and giving you my bra for sex.
Yes. That's her sadness. But I think also she's like, you know, my baby girl's becoming a woman, because like Renee Zellweger's this womanly woman who sleeps around, and like this is her best friend who's never slept with anyone before, and she's like, you're like, you know, the student's becoming the teacher, and you're not going to need me anymore to be like your fun sexy friend. You're going to like go off and have sex with this famous guy. It's sad. No, it's not. It's just weird.
Tyler's crying.
So Liv Tyler's crying, and then Renee Zellweger's like, let's go to lunch together. Like, we'll figure this out at lunch. We'll go have pizza. And Liv Tyler's just so upset and like takes the bra off at the table and like puts it down, and it's like, it didn't work. And Renee Zellweger's like, well, you know, like trying to be nice. And for some reason, Liv Tyler's like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't just sleep with every guy that looks at me. And Renee Zellweger's like, whoa. What? And she's like, yeah, you're a tramp or something like that. And they like have this huge fight, and Liv Tyler like stomps off. So Renee Zellweger goes and sleeps with Rex Manning. Like so fast. Like he's like, she's 17. They're both 17. And he's like 45.
Oh my God.
It's scandalous. Like truly. And they go into like this back copy room, and everyone kind of comes into like the lounge. Everyone kind of comes into the lounge area, and they all like are talking and yelling at each other. And then they all stop and like look over, and they can like hear them in the copy room. So then they all stand there and wait. And then Renee Zellweger has to come out of the room with Rex Manning, and Liv Tyler sees it and is like, and runs away and is crying, obviously. So everyone kind of like reveals like their shitty whatever thing, you know, like Lucas, this guy stole this money and is kind of like, damn the man. And the boss of the store is like, yeah, that's nice to say. It's nice to say like, fuck the man. But like, I have bills to pay. Like, I can't say fuck the man and not pay my bills. I'll get kicked out. Like, we have to do some things.
Right.
Even though we don't want to, like, we have to do some stuff. And then the art guy is like, just kind of really content. He's been working at the record store for 5 years, and everyone keeps being like, you have to appreciate like how talented you are, and you have to get out of town. And in the course of one day, like in one day, in the morning, he like loves the record store. And by the end of the day, he's like, I'm quitting the record store, and I got accepted into art school in Boston. And it's like, how? You're at the store all day. So he's going to go to Boston and be by Liv Tyler. And then the kid that shoplifted the store, there's like a whole bit with him where they're like, this kid's like a brat. He's like an asshole, right? He's like a little punk kid, and he's like, oh, music should be free or whatever. And he's like stealing music. And then they're like, what's your name? And he's like, Warren Beatty. And then the rest of the time they call him Warren. They keep being like, yeah, what'll Warren do? Like, that's his actual fucking name.
Oh my God.
And they make him take mugshots. They like take pictures of him with all the CDs. And there's this fun montage of like Rex Manning, the famous guy, and this kid getting his mugshots taken in the store, like taking pictures together, and they're like doing peace signs with the CDs. It's just like very fun, even though everyone's going through like very real things. So like the girl that shaved her head, she also tried to kill herself the night before, and she has like a bandage around her wrist. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Oh no, I didn't notice.
But they like bring that up, and she's like, everything sucks and my life's terrible. And that guy at the motorcycle that was like, hey Deb, I guess they like something happened with them the night before. They kind of allude to it, and he's like, is it my fault? And she's like, no, I thought about that, but then I thought about every day of my life before that for the last 10 years, and it's all been shitty. So like, it wasn't you, but like my whole life is shitty, so I want to die. So they have like a weird funeral for her where they like make her lay down with candles all around her, and they're all like, we love Deb. And they all And then they all just talk about their own problems, and she keeps laying there being like, hey, it's my funeral. But like Liv Tyler and Renee Zellweger like make up during the funeral. Like they like have this moment where they like come together, and like the owner of the store talks to the guy that stole the money and is like, we've got to be responsible. And the guy's like, I think it's going to work out. I just have a feeling. And she's laying there the whole time being like, guys, like, it's my fucking funeral. And then they finally point out that no one has worked the entire day. Like, they've left one person out front to manage the store. And he's like, on the loudspeaker, he's like, I need help. Someone come out here and help me. Please.
The guy licking the Madonna poster.
Yeah. The, like, really goofy guy. And then there are, like, a bunch of stoners that you haven't seen that, like, work there. And everyone's just, like, friends with each other. They're not all, like, besties, but, like, definitely in the store they all get each other. And then, finally, like, an hour and 30 minutes in, they're, like, someone finally is, like, well, the reason I stole the money is because the store is getting sold to Music Town. And they're, like, oh, that sucks. We don't want to be corporate. And so they decide to have a fundraiser to raise the money. Warren comes back to the store, the shoplifter kid, and he has a gun. And he, like, shoots a couple of times in the air. And they find out it was full of blanks. But, like, the news crew comes because they're like, oh, shit, he shot up the store. And the guy who humped the mural gets on the news and is like, I was there. I can tell you what happened. And they're like, great. And he's like, we're throwing a kegger tonight. It's $5 for a cup. Like, come by. We're going to save the store. So they have, like, this, like, crazy party. And they, like, play music on the roof. And everyone's drinking beer. And everyone's just throwing so much money into these jars. And they make enough money to buy the store and save Music.
Oh, the kids buy the store from the guy?
No, the owner buys it, but, like, the kids raise the money and give it to him, and then the owner buys the store from, like, the real owner, the, like, landlord guy, and they get to save Independence.
That's nice, but they should have all gotten a share for it.
Wouldn't that be nice? Some of them quit the store. Like, the art guy is like, I'm quitting. I'm moving to Boston with you. So they don't even – they raised a bunch of money for something they don't really have stock in anymore, but whatever. No,
you totally rejected me. I'm going to be weird and just live right
Oh, I'm sorry. No, eventually she's like, hey, you caught me at a weird time. I do like you. That would be really weird if he's like, I know you said no earlier.
Does the mirror
follow you? No, at the end they do show him dancing with the girl that shaved her head. But I want him to find love. That's for sure.
I kind of wanted that mural woman to show up and be like, hi, I'll buy 3 CDs.
I'll buy everything. No, he's just like sex crazed the whole time. He has a bunch of weird scenes where like he doesn't even talk. He's just like he sees a girl listening to music and she's like bobbing her head to it. And he's just like, oh, I'm really into her. And she's like, has her eyes closed, bobbing her head. And at one point in time, he like leans in to kiss her and she like is dancing and like smacks him in the face. And they look at each other and he just like loses it and like, giggles. And I'm like, what the fuck's happening with this guy? It's weird.
Well, I'm glad that it explains why they were talking about the money like a drug deal. I was like, what are they talking about?
I mean, there's gambling, Atlantic City. That's kind of in that vein.
Yeah.
It's a really fun movie. I didn't see it until like 3 years ago. And I definitely like, I didn't see Garden State until like after I was out of college. And that's definitely like a, you have to see that movie at a certain time in your life to appreciate it, I think. And I think I missed that time. But with this movie, you missed it too.
But yeah, I saw it when it came out. Yeah. I don't know what that time was.
I just did. I feel like there's a lot of people that love Garden State, and I don't. It's but like I
did. You see Cabaret?
No.
It's like they took Liza Minnelli's character and they were like, "Let's modernize it."
She'll be fun.
She'll be super fun. She'll just scream for no reason. It's very Cabaret, except this.
Right.
But I don't want to get into it in case you decide to
do it one time. But I think you can see Empire Records at any time. Have a good time watching it.
Yeah,
it's a fun movie. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, it does seem like a fun time. SOB, I hadn't seen until like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. somebody was like, oh, you love, I forget what it was that I was like, oh, I really like this. And they're like, you would love this. Like a really, it's funny, but it's like really cynical version. I was like, really? And they were like, Julie Andrews' tits are in it. I was like, all right, I'll watch.
Sold. All right, sold. It's a sell. Sex sells. You know, he discovers it in the movie.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
it's true.
I mean, it is what it's about. And yeah, it's like, I think everyone who works in Hollywood should see it. Because it's really nice and insidery. And also it's 1981 when like showing any tits would be like, oh, that would like limit you forever.
Yeah, so, really limited Julie Andrews.
Then she did Princess Diaries.
Where she's literally a queen.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. And it's free on YouTube. So what am I waiting for, really?
Yeah. It's good. And then, I wanted to ask you, why minute 24? Is that when like shit really starts going?
You know what? When I originally came up with this podcast, I wanted to just watch like one episode of a television series I'd never seen. And so I picked episode 8 kind of because of like, that's when I thought shit really went down. And then I decided that was way too labor intensive. Like, especially if the show has like multiple seasons to have to try and explain it. So I did movies.
Yeah.
I did movies and I just thought minute 24 like sounded cool. Like 24 sounds like an important number. And then I also think like, cause we were like play testing the idea and we're like, what if it's like a Disney movie that's like 80 minutes long? Like, is that far enough in a movie that we would know what's going on? And then we're like, what if we did a movie that's 3 hours long? Is that far enough into a movie? And it's like, yeah, I feel like at like 20 minutes in, if we don't know what's going on in your movie, like people are going to stop watching it. So I don't know. That's how I randomly came to that number, but I think it's worked out for most movies.
Like based on both of them, it's like right smack in the middle of the first act of the movie.
Yeah.
What? Oh, there's a lot of shit being set up right now in front of my face. It's just like, and I thought that when watching SOB, but it was the same thing with Empire Records where it was like,
it's almost like everyone's like, let me just say the thing I'm going to do in this movie again. Like that guy was like, I have to tell her I love her. It's like, yeah, we already heard you say that, but like now you're telling a different person and we're like, no, you're going to do it now.
It's like very Mamet-ish where it's like, here's my deal. I'm going to shave my head. I'm going to come out. This is my status. This is your status. This is your status. All right. And now crazy town.
And now shit happens. I don't know. It's a good number. Everyone should only watch those 6 minutes of every movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it is a good kind of tell if you're going to watch the whole thing.
But then you have to rewind and watch the beginning.
I mean, if I didn't spoil it for you, would you be like, I guess I got to watch this movie because insane shit is going on.
Especially, I mean, seriously, like those three really fast cuts of like the dog on the beach, Julie Andrew laughing, and like no explanation. I was like, I gotta know who these people are. Like, what the fuck is going on with them that we see them for 10 seconds?
It's bonkers.
Yeah, it worked on me. Yeah. Thank you for coming on, Stephanie. I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad you were a good guest. I don't know why I was gonna say that. I thought you were gonna be, and you were. Worked out.
Good.
Do you have anything you wanna plug or support or make people look at or anything?
I currently write on a show called The Mighty Ones. Mm-hmm. And it premieres on Hulu and Peacock in November.
Cool.
Check it out.
And Peacock is free, everyone.
Yeah, Peacock is free. Hulu is not free, but like
it's pretty cheap. It's pretty like $8. Yeah.
Love commercials. It's like, you really love commercials.
Right? I love commercials. That's cool for me. If someone finds this podcast without knowing my social media, it's Minute, MINUTE 20. TWENTY, and then the number 4.
Nice.
I don't know why, just it's the one I got randomly. But check me out. Follow me. I almost said like and subscribe. I don't have a YouTube, so you don't have to do those things.
Get that merch, though.
Yeah, click the link above. Click the link below. Up here, down here. Thank you so much, Ed. Goodbye forever.